At the heart of this story is a very pushy parent, and I don't think she'd mind that description. Her name is Lauren Perez, and she has two sons at Dobson.
I'm like committed to making things better. I just get so involved.
Earlier this year, she found out Dobson would be getting a second teacher specifically dedicated to teaching emotional support, or ES, students. These are students with extreme emotional distress. They can often be disruptive. And she believes that this extra teacher will allow the district to place more ES students in her school. And that, she thinks, is a dangerous thing.
My ability to market the school as a choice for people just got shot in the leg.
By the time June rolls around, Perez has forced the district to meet with her and other parents three times. In Perez's version, at the final meeting, the district makes a wink-wink deal with the parents. It basically says, look, we're going to serve all the emotional support students at your school now, but we won't add others from outside the neighborhood, even though Dobson is technically supposed to be a regional hub for students with emotional disabilities.
They helped us. They did. There's nothing like it. They did.
When we asked to speak with teachers and administrators at Dobson, we were redirected to the district's central office. And the district says it didn't make any wink-wink promises. Natalie Hess, who oversees special ed for the whole city, says the district simply told parents there was never a plan to add more emotional support students. The extra teacher was just that, an extra teacher.
I think that we have been able to explain that we are providing the service and support that the students that are currently enrolled in the building need and require, and that we're not looking to fill the school with emotional support students, but rather serve the population at hand.
Through a right-to-know request, WHYY recently obtained a series of emails sent among district officials, and they indicate two things. One, district officials told Dobson parents that their school did have room for more students. Two, despite this, district officials said they'd make every effort to ensure the school didn't take on any more special education students from outside the area near the school. Now, just because they told the parents this doesn't mean they intend to do it, but it appears they at least told the parents, look, you win.
It's not a good, I mean, I don't feel good about it. I mean, I don't feel good about it. It's like the stuff, that's why the stuff, that, like these victories, they're not really, it's not like you feel like you've made a, it's not like that. It's not like you're like, if you can only look at it from that perspective at your school, it feels okay, but then...
Perez knows if the special ed kids don't wind up at Dobson, they aren't going to just disappear.
So if they're not here, where? If they're not here, somewhere else. They get shoved somewhere else.
Research shows that kids who need emotional support are disproportionately low income. And in Philadelphia, the schools that serve the most emotionally troubled students also serve a higher than average share of students in poverty. Special education attorney Daniel Cooper says that's no coincidence.
So, you know, if you are growing up in a neighborhood that is stricken with poverty, where there are gunshots out your window, that is going to lead to mental health issues.
Dobson was this weird exception. It was a relatively well-off school dealing with the types of problems usually confined to high-poverty schools. That set off the parents, but it also brought to light what Cooper sees as a larger theme in the choices parents make.
No parent wants their kid with kids that are, and I hate to say it, but kids that are different. You know, everyone wants a school, you know, with kids that are like them.
Before Lauren Perez got her kids into Dobson, she was a struggling single mom, a waitress who needed government assistance to get by. She'd clawed for years to move into a neighborhood like Manayunk. And the way she sees it, that's just life in an urban school district. You fight for your little patch of adequacy, and then you defend it.
It's like you just can't think of every person that died making your jeans, you know? You can only do as much as you can do. Someone's always going to get hurt. Always.
But her kids hadn't gotten hurt. Not this time. And the district... it had pacified a group of upset parents. It was as close as you could get to a happy ending. And it didn't feel happy at all. I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant, WHYY News.